ever a paper boy? Let me speak to Tony McCauley. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
I'm very well, Tony. It proved to be a very popular book. There was talk about a film. Is that still a possibility?
Well, there's still some work going on in the background, yeah, with a film version. There's a wonderful script being prepared, and a production company is trying to make it happen. That's been on the go now for a few years. But really, it's the musical that is taken off at this stage. It's coming back to the Lyric Theatre in August.
Yeah, it's the musical that I'm going to be talking to you about. Paperboy is the book that you wrote, set in 70s Belfast. Really a commentary on your growing up in the Shankill area and the era of the Bay City Rollers and all of that. Just for people who aren't fully familiar with it, just give us a presse of the fine story you told.
Well, it's really just the story of being a 12-year-old boy in Belfast in 1975, 1976. And just my experience as a child growing up, you know, the troubles were there, they're in the background. But, you know, I was getting on with life and, having a pretty happy childhood in spite of all the things that were going on in the background. And, of course, it was that year in the 1970s of Shawadi Wadi and the Bay City Rollers and, you know, parallel trousers and flares and platform shoes. So it's very, you know, there are lots of cultural references in the book, and they've really brought those alive, with a youth cast today, you know, dressing in those clothes, singing those songs, and recreating basically 1970s Belfast on the stage.
And do you think, Tony, is there a place, a demand for the nostalgia? Because for you and me, it's just like yesterday. But for people in their, 40s, it's quite a while ago. And for people in their 30s, you know, if I imagined like a 44-year-old woman or a 34-year-old woman, they might wonder what we're talking about.
Well, that's true. You know, I remember last year when the cast got together for the musical, I sort of did a little introduction to the book for them, and I played them some YouTube videos, you know, of music from the 70s. And really, I mean, they'd heard of ABBA and they'd heard of Queen, but that was about it, really. They hadn't really heard of, you know, the Bay City Rollers. But then, you know, when I played them some of the songs and they saw the clothes they were wearing, they started to like some of the music, and they actually started to enjoy some of the music. And the young people sang Shang Alang live in the show, which is, you know, and seemed to really enjoy it. So it's interesting, you know, when people sort of delve back, what you can discover about those eras that you didn't really live through, you don't remember.
It makes for great entertainment, and, you know, Shang Alang, I think anyone will sing it. You hear it once, you'll sing it forever. And on the stage, is it audience participation? Are they up on their feet at some point during it?
Yeah, well, it was interesting last year. You know, the first few shows, you got a sense that, you know, we got a lovely warm response and a standing ovation. It was really wonderful. But you did get the sense that now the first few shows, people wanted more than that. So what we did was then, as the show, you know, as the show developed, then we introduced some, you know, encores, which included, you know, a few Bay City Roller songs that people could stand up, you know, dance along to, relive their youth, and just really, yeah, we had a real party at the end. I remember the closing night last year. It was just a great party. Everyone on their feet dancing, having a good time. It is a feel-good show, you know, in spite of, you know, it's about 1970s Belfast, which, you know, some people, you know, obviously there was a dark time for us. But, you know, it's a positive story. There's a positive message, and it's a feel-good show. So, you know, it's great to see people up in their seat having a good time in the theatre.
Hey, you're a chap who's very much associated with Christianity. Is there any theme like that in it, or did you avoid that?
Well, the script is written by Andrew Doyle, the stand-up comedian, and Duke Special's written the music. And, you know, they draw on some of my experiences. You know, there's a few scenes of me falling asleep in Sunday school, for example. And, there is an interesting scene featuring the Reverend Ian Paisley sings a song in the musical, which is called God Doesn't Like You. And, there's some of those things that are part of the book and part of my childhood are reflected in it. One of my favourite scene in the whole musical, though, is the where they recreate the Peace People rally in Woodvale Park. And, you know, where the women of the Falls crossed the peace line and were met and embraced by the women of the Shankill, and they marched up the Shankill Road and had this wonderful huge rally in Woodvale Park. That's my favourite scene in the musical. And it'd be, you know, it'd be lovely for this pop-up exhibition that we're talking about, that if there's any memorabilia from any of those peace rallies back in the 70s that could be part of the exhibition. That would be really wonderful if people had some of those. And the song that Duke Special has written for that particular moment, it's just a beautiful song which represents kind of this aspiration for peace and a more integrated community in Belfast.
Yeah, you mentioned the pop-up exhibition. You would like people to have a rummage in their attic or in the darker reaches of the garage to try and find old 70s items that would be adorning the entrance to the Lyric during these shows, am I right?
Yes, Frank, we would love people to get up into the roof space and be careful they don't put their foot through the ceiling or anything, but get up into the roof space, see if they can find any old Dicey roller scarves or platform shoes or maybe some old LPs, anything they wore, anything, maybe books or annuals, maybe an old pair of clackers, do you remember those, or an old space hopper. And anything that has that kind of from the 1970s would really love people to see what they can find and to bring them along to the Lyric Theatre on the 15th of June.
It sounds like Johnny Hero's bedroom.
Well,
not,
yeah.
Not that I've ever been in Johnny Hero's bedroom.
Yeah, that's exactly. Johnny would know exactly the sort of stuff we're after. And so what we're having on the 15th of June at the Lyric Theatre, we'll be open to receive basically whatever people want to bring along that they find that they would like to offer for the exhibition. It'll be well looked after. It's going to be curated by National Museums NI, and they're also going to bring some of their own stuff from the artifacts from the Ulster Museum as well. And so that, you know, they'll be creating it and turning it into this exhibition. And the other thing is, if people come along the 15th of June to the Lyric Theatre with their stuff, anyone who sort of contributes something, they're going to give them a 20% discount on tickets for the show. So I think that's a kind of nice touch they've come up with as well there.
Nice idea. And are you doing it for a number of nights or just for the one night?
It's from the 1st to the 4th of August, Frank. So starts on the, I think it's the, yeah, the Thursday night. And the Thursday night, the opening night, Friday night, Saturday night. And then there's matinees on the Saturday and the Sunday as well at this stage. So we had a fantastic time last year. It was all sold out last year. So if anyone, you know, missed it last year and didn't manage to get a ticket, you know, the tickets are on sale now. So there's an opportunity to see it if you missed it last year.
So if you want to contribute the artefacts, that's the 15th of June. If you want to see the show, it's the 1st to the 4th of August. Tony, bums on seats, no doubt. Fair play to you for coming up with the idea. And we're still keeping our fingers crossed that it'll be on that big screen as well. Great speaking to you, Tony. Thank you.